Did you ask her to purchase this plane ticket for you?
Offers of trips and cash for her ex.
What else do you think he owes you money for?
A car.
Let me hear.
But none of it was enough to keep him.
For the next 4 or 5 months that you were together, he never paid you a penny. And you gave him more money.
He called me. Maybe I felt...
What you were doing is throwing good money after bad.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Shari Katona is suing her ex-boyfriend, Brian Nagel, for unpaid loans.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 248 on the calendar in the matter of Katona versus Nagel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Ms. Katona, Mr. Nagel was your boyfriend for a while. It is your claim that he owes you some money.
Correct.
First thing that you claim he owes you money for are plane tickets.
Yes.
Where were you supposed to go?
To Nashville.
When?
April 8th.
You put the airline tickets on your credit card?
It was on my father's credit card, and I paid my father back the money, as Brian stated that he would pay me back.
And Mr. Nagel canceled?
Yes.
Did you take your sister?
It was a family vacation that Brian wanted to go on with.
Is that correct?
Actually, I was told about the vacation shortly after we got together.
Okay.
And she said, my dad bought you a ticket, take the days off work. And yes, I did cancel the trip.
Just a second. Did you ask her to purchase this plane
ticket? No, I did
not. For you? Did you ever tell her you would pay her back?
No, I did not tell her that.
How many people went?
My mom, dad, sister, her husband, and my son, and Brian, who agreed to come along and pay for his own ticket.
In what month did you and Mr. Nagel, when were the airline tickets purchased?
December 29th.
Don't buy it. Sorry. Don't buy it. I think you wanted him to go. Your sister was going with her husband. You wanted somebody to go. Just my own curiosity. Why didn't you go?
I actually had to take care of my children. I didn't have anywhere for them to go. I was taking care of them by myself. Their mother was out of the picture at the time. She wasn't really helping out much at all. So it was my responsibility to make sure they were cared for. And
who do they live with?
They live with me.
How old are they?
15, and my son will be 12 on Monday, the 16th.
How old is your son?
7.
So this family vacation didn't include Mr. Nagel's children?
No, but Brian agreed he wanted
okay.
to go with.
Fine. Very good. Okay. What else do you think he owes you money for?
A car.
Let me hear. Met in December. Tell me about the car.
On January 27th, Brian's car was totaled. I had a friend who was selling a car, and we went to go look at it together. I loaned him money for the car. I have proof saying my girlfriend who was with heard him say that...
No, you tell me what your girlfriend heard. This is not your girlfriend.
No, I...
Okay.
He needed a car.
Did you buy a car in January?
I did not buy a car. She had a friend selling a car. She bought the car for $400 and told me that I did not have to worry about paying it back.
Do you still have that car?
I do not.
What happened to it?
I got rid of it. I got a different vehicle. It was a $400 car.
How long did you use it?
3 months, I'd say.
You used it February, March, and April?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Were you still seeing each other in February, March, and April?
Off and on, yes.
Until when?
It was off and on until July 23rd, until the middle of July.
So, February, March, April, May, June, sometime in July, 5 months. Did he ever give you any money towards the $400?
No, and it was $500.
Or $500. Did he ever give you any money towards
nothing.
The $500?
No.
And you continue to see him off and on?
Yes.
You continue to go out with him. What's next?
He had recently quit his job and needed money to pay an electric bill that he wouldn't have
a
place.
Did you quit your job?
I did not quit my job. I actually lost a job that I was working.
Okay, when?
It was around May.
And you gave him more money?
Yes.
And he hadn't given you money that you claim was a loan with the car. So you gave him more money.
How much money
did you give him?
On May 5th, I felt bad for him. He said he didn't have a place for his children to live if he didn't have heat in his house and it was cold.
How much money?
$428 for his electric bill.
Is that what she gave you?
She didn't give me $428. No, she paid the bill, yes.
When did you get a job?
I actually just recently got a pretty good job. That was July 17th when I started that.
What about this electric bill?
She offered to help me.
No. She can't offer to help you, Mr. Nagel.
She did, though.
John, listen to me. You know, so far, I get the trip in December where she wanted a date. Your children weren't invited. Hers were going, along with her mother and her father and sister and the sister's husband. You, but without your children. I get it. I got that. I even got the car. Now we're talking about towards the end of the relationship, and she either threw Karnak or a crystal ball, she finds out that you don't have money for your electric bill.
She knew that by dating me.
No, no, no. She can't know that by dating you, sir. If I dated you, I would not know your blood type unless I asked. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't know lots of things about you, whether you had 20/20 vision or 20/10 vision. Do you understand? I would know that you had no money for your electric bill if you said, I have no money for my electric bill. Then I would know that.
Right.
That would mean that you had to tell her. So I want you to tell me where you were when you told her in May that you had no money for your electric bill.
I was on the talking on the phone with her.
Okay. Did you call her or did she call you?
That I don't recall. We each talked on the phone.
So how are you? How was your day? How were the kids? How's everybody? Everything doing okay? I have no money for my electric bill.
I don't know if that's how the conversation went, but
well,
it very much
goes. Well, it has to start that way. When I speak to somebody, even when I speak to my husband, I say to him, honey, I'm at work. You know, I can't talk to you now, or I have 2 minutes in between cases. How are you feeling? Did you go to the doctor today? You know, what did the doctor say? I didn't say to him, did you get your American Express bill, and what was it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Great. So I want to know the conversation, Mr. Nagel. It's not funny.
I'm not laughing.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're not laughing. I want to know what you said to her that inspired her to pay your electric bill.
I told her I had an electric bill due, and it was due by a certain date, or my electricity would be shut off. I didn't say...
And what did she say to you?
She said, I can help you out.
Okay. And what did you say to her?
At first, I had turned it down, but persisting...
Well, you didn't turn it down.
Well,
you know,
I
sound
didn't.
Like a bit of a hustler to me if you say you turned it down, because if you weren't a hustler, you wouldn't have told her about it in the beginning. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you weren't a hustler, you wouldn't have told her that you were in financial difficulty at the beginning if you were going to turn her down. So I don't believe that. Stop moving the papers, because it's annoying. Do you understand, Mr.
Nagel? I do understand.
Good. We want to revisit the conversation. You told her I have an electric bill that's due Sunday.
Yes.
Or else they're going to turn off my lights. And
yes.
She said, I can help you with that.
And okay. I clearly agreed to that, yes. I let her help me out.
Mm-hmm. And?
And my electricity stayed on.
Great. And your children had light?
Correct.
And air conditioning or heat, whatever
Correct.
They needed?
Yeah.
And then a month later, the relationship was over, off and on. So what are you doing about giving her back the money she paid for your electric bill for you and your children, which is not her responsibility? Clearly not one of her necessaries, but one of the necessaries you're supposed to provide for your children, which is heat and light.
Correct.
So now it's a couple of months later, and you have your job. According to you, you finally got a good job. What efforts are you making to pay her back the $428?
I have not made any efforts to give her the money. It's shortly after we broke up, I received court papers in the mail, and that's where we're at now.
What you were doing is throwing good money after bad.
I realize that.
That's what my grandmother used to say to me. Listen, don't spend any more money on that old car. You're just throwing good money after bad. Don't spend any more money resoling those shoes. You're throwing good money after bad. That's what you were doing. And I have zero sympathy about the ticket, which I already explained why you wanted a date. It didn't work out. I don't even have an issue with the car, because a friend was selling a car. I think good-naturedly you said, listen, it's a cheap car. It'll get you going. And I don't think that there was any intention of him paying you back, because for the next 4 or 5 months that you were together, he never paid you a penny. And you kept going out with him, and you had an intimate relationship with him without any money. And then he asked you for more money. But he didn't ask you for more money. He really said to you, I'm desperate. Can you pay my electric bill for my children? $428. We're done. Judgment for the plaintiff.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Personally, because I broke up with her.
Because it's not true.
Because it was never an issue when we were together. It was never brought up, nothing until...
He never kept up to his word and was obviously lied in the whole relationship.
2 weeks after we broke up, I got papers delivered to my house, and here we are.
He's lied and he used me.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of McGrath versus Rosance. Step forward.
Jody McGrath is suing her former landlord, Susan Rosance, for the return of her security deposit and and illegal eviction.
Ms. McGrath, let me see if I understand your complaint. You had been living in a duplex for a long time, and the defendant purchased the whole building.
Yes, ma'am.
Which was two apartments. Are they side by side or one on top of the other?
Side by side.
So she became your landlord?
Yes, ma'am.
And she became your landlord in what year?
2015.
Did you have a written lease with her?
Not with her.
Okay, so you were with her a month-to-month tenant.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you had your original lease with the original owner, I assume you have proof that you gave the original owner a deposit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you purchased the building, did the original owner forward to you the deposit that he had from Ms. McGrath?
Yes, Your Honor.
And how much was that deposit?
$1,320.
Okay. And what was your rent?
$999.
Now, for the 2 years that you lived there with the defendant, was your rent due the first of the month?
Yes, ma'am.
And on what date did she give you a 30-day notice?
On the last day of May.
So that you should have been out on June 30th.
Yes, ma'am, but she gave me more time on the
Just 20th. A second. You should have been out June 30th. You had an accident. You broke a foot, an
That's
ankle
right.
or whatever, and you asked her for more time.
Yes, ma'am.
Terrific. And she was a nice lady, and she gave you more time.
That's right.
Great. Did you pay her rent July 1st?
She took it out of my deposit.
Deposit isn't used for rent.
We had a conversation. She and I had a conversation.
Ms. McGrath, you're going to answer my question.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you didn't pay pursuant to this agreement, you can't show me this agreement and say, well, I didn't live up to the agreement, but I want her to live up to the agreement. Does that sound stupid?
It's proof that
it's stupid. Then you don't give me a contract.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jody McGrath says former landlord Susan Rosance owes for the return of her security deposit and an illegal eviction. Susan is countersuing for squatting and lease violations.
Did you pay her rent July 1st?
No, ma'am.
You lived there until July 19th?
Yes, ma'am.
So you owed her July's rent, which she's taking back from your deposit, $999 less the $1,320.
I moved out on the 19th of July.
So I don't
her
care.
And I had an agreement.
I don't care.
I have her saying so. She signed this own her own.
I'd like to see what she signed. This will serve as an agreement for the month of July that all conditions set forth in the original rental agreement dated August 6th, 2012 will continue, except for the rent for this period shall be $732 to be paid to the landlord, Susan Rosance, on July 1st. On July 1st, did you pay her $732?
No, ma'am.
Then this agreement is void. Do you understand that?
It's not fair.
I don't care what's fair. Listen, fair, fair. If you didn't pay pursuant to this agreement, you can't show me this agreement and say, well, I didn't live up to the agreement, but I want her to live up to the agreement. Does that sound stupid?
It's proof that
it's stupid. Then you don't give me a contract. This is a contract. This contract says she's allowing you to stay.
She signed it.
This is your... You just gave me this evidence.
To prove that we had an agreement that I would leave on the 22nd. I left on the 19th.
Let me explain something to you. When you didn't pay rent pursuant to that document, you became a squatter.
I didn't sign that document.
Then what did you give it to me for?
To prove that we had an agreement to move out on the 22nd.
No, you had an order to move out on June 30th. You gave her some reason why you couldn't move out on June 30th pursuant to the 30-day notice because you hurt yourself. She didn't put a chain on you. You hurt yourself. And she was being a nice person. When did you get all the stuff out of the shed? On what date?
That day.
Which?
The 19th.
All the stuff was out of the shed?
There was still stuff under the carport for two more days.
Okay, fine. $330 is what you owe her from the security. Now, you have a counterclaim for squatting rental property lease violations. You want to tell me this nonsense before I dispose of this case?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
she advertised that she had 4 passes for Disney World?
Yes, ma'am.
Now I want you to tell me where you got the passes from, because they confiscated the passes. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You get the drill. Okay, so.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jody McGrath says former landlord Susan Rosance owes for the return of her security deposit and an illegal eviction. Susan is countersuing for squatting and lease violations.
What lease violations are you talking about?
She had a pet sparrow that flew around the house.
What else?
I did not have a pet agreement for the sparrow.
What else?
In June of 2016, she invited 2 people to stay at the house for 6 weeks.
Then you should have evicted her.
You're right.
In 2016. Right now, you owe $330 back from her security deposit, which you have. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
Started out okay. It just gradually kind of eroded away.
I helped her clean so many things. I helped her put in a new toilet. I helped her make the house better.
Have to follow what the lease says.
And it was not fair.
Time to move on.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Klobeck versus Barkalow. Step forward.
Vicki Klobeck is suing Ann Barkalow for defrauding her on the sale of amusement park passes.
Ms. Klobeck, you don't know the defendant. Before
no,
this
ma'am.
Incident, you had never known her. You didn't have any friends in common, anything else.
No, ma'am.
But she advertised on the internet that she had 4 passes for Disney World.
Yes, ma'am.
That she was selling.
Annual platinum passes. Yes, ma'am.
And explain to me what an annual platinum pass is.
That is where you would acquire a pass that is good for the entire year, 365 days from the day you purchase it. Then it would expire, and that would include your parking, admission to all 4 of the parks, any day of the year.
How much is the retail cost of one of these platinum passes?
I do believe the annual platinum pass after taxes was approximately $729.
And how much was Ms. Barkalow selling these passes?
She was advertising 4 separate vouchers, and each voucher she was asking $400 for.
And what is a voucher?
A voucher is this right here. It is what Ann Barkalow actually had on her person.
May I see?
This is what I purchased 4 of these. These are the 2 that I still have.
Okay. The other 2...
Mm-hmm. I have a voided copy of the other 2.
May I see them, please?
Sure.
Because you went to...
My nephew.
Disney.
My nephew who is with me.
He gave them to somebody. And you gave the defendant $1,600.
In cash, yes, ma'am.
You acknowledged that you received $1,600.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I want you to tell me where you got the passes from, because the long and short of it is she went, or her nephew went, they confiscated the passes. Mm-hmm. They said that these vouchers had already been redeemed. She has the other 2. She wasn't risking going back with these other 2 to be taken also, so that all she had was a photocopy. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You get the drill. Okay, so?
So I entered a contest online for a local radio station, and they called me and let me know that I was the winner. And I went down to the station, and I picked them up. And I had those passes on my person since I had them till I sold them to her.
How long did you have them on your person?
I got them in May, and I sold them to her on August 2nd, so 3 months.
Okay. And you got $1,600?
Yes, ma'am.
And you didn't pay for the passes?
No, ma'am. I just paid.
Then I'm going to give something back to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. The victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
I'm going to give you back the 2 passes, these 2 vouchers. Would you give them to her, please? And I would like you to also give her the voided copy. You can take that up with the radio station, and you're going to give her back her $1,600.
Yeah.
You are. That's your problem. That's not her problem. That's your problem. If the radio station gave you bogus vouchers, that's your problem. But you didn't spend any money. She spent $1,600 for something that she has no use for. And if you think that the radio station that allegedly gave you these vouchers is committing a fraud, go take it up with them. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,600. We're done.
Why is that excuse? May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
A tug of war over a vulnerable creature.
Who takes care of the dog?
The dog stays at home in a cage.
Would you leave one of your children home in a cage all day?
No.
No.
Next, Judge Judy.
We were told at the ticket window that they were already redeemed, that they were no good.
I don't know. We're thinking that somebody else put them on their Disney account.
Well, at that time, I thought this woman sold the numbers online to somebody else.
And that they got them somehow. I mean...
And I got bad tickets. But it's quite possible she has no idea who stole them.
That all I asked for was written proof from her, from Disney, saying that the passes were indeed redeemed before she got them. And that's all I asked for.
I am thrilled with the judge's decision. I feel justice was done.